You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie
on ESPN 1000.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
In the State Street Studios, the First Midwest Bank Studio, right across the street from the Chicago Theater. So if you make your way downtown one of these days, you want to walk by, say hello, take a picture in front of the studio, come on by. It is great to wave to people again, see everyone back. We've got the sunshine coming in. There's so many good sights.
May need another glass full of water in the face for the final 2 hours of the show.
I'll happily do that. Yeah. Yes. I want to just set the table before we get into this Aaron Rodgers conversation on what's going on today. We've got White Sox baseball back on this radio station today, 6:30. How about the call last night from Len Casper?
Here's a pitch. Sheets with a blast to right. It's gone! White Sox win it! Oh, what a shot by Gavin Sheets!
It was never in question. Gavin Sheets on a 3-1 fastball, he let it go. That's why Tony La Russa let his kids play tonight. He had faith.
He is being mobbed at home plate. They just dumped the entire Gatorade bucket on his head. And if he survives this, he's going to be a happy man. He absolutely massacred one to right.
Great job by Len Casper and Darren Jackson. Connor's got your pregame show tonight at 6:30 as Dallas Keuchel takes the hill. The Cubs are just counting down the days till most of these guys are traded. It was a very uninspired, boring Cubs game in St. Louis.
Was it the fourth inning where Javi was giving out runs?
The double error.
It was like Halloween. You were giving out candy. He was giving out runs to the Cardinals.
Yeah, it wasn't a double error. It was like there was first the scoop. He tried to scoop it. He wasn't even coming home with it. He was going to go to third. And then the next play, he overshot home play on the throw. Just unbelievable. They're all in each other's head. They're thinking about getting traded. They're thinking about all the money they've lost. And game six tonight, ABC for the Bucks trying to finish off the Phoenix Suns. We've talked a lot about that. Before Waddle unveils his list, I want to take Eric in Milwaukee, who wanted to weigh in on the Deer District. Eric, you're on ESPN 1000. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I live just outside of Milwaukee. And that Deer District is something else. I think the original, you'd probably call it Jurassic Park, but Jurassic Park's got nothing on the Deer District.
65,000 people they're expecting tonight.
That's insane. If you take what's inside and outside, that's darn near Lambeau Field.
Right. It's like a football crowd. You have 20,000 inside. 65 outside. It's unbelievable. When did that take off? Like, when did it become? I know it's been called the Deer District, but when did it really all of a sudden just get legs that, hey, this is more than just a few fans gathering outside?
You know, the owners, when Herb Cole sold it about 4 or 5 years ago, the owners had this vision of this open area, this open forum, the bars and restaurants there. They kind of modeled it. If any of you guys have ever been to Kansas City, kind of that Power and Light District, and they kind of had this vision. And you want to throw in the coming of Giannis and new ownership and life, man, it all hit at the right time.
Yeah, you're right. It's perfect timing. All right, Eric, you're a Bucks fan,
One quick thing to Sylvie. Hey, Sylvie, do you remember the kind of the historic date of your life of April 12th this past year?
April 12th of this past year.
Remember that date?
Is that the day that I announced, like, that it was the anniversary? No, I'm trying to. That's the day that I came back to the studio. That's what April 12th was. Right.
So I live in Wisconsin. I come down to Illinois for work. And as soon as I hit Gurnee, I am all ESPN 1000. I listen to Cap and Company, Yurko. You guys all are the best. So on that day, I was driving home, and I was listening to your story. and on talking about being cancer-free and coming back and being back in the studio and being normal and feeling strong. And Sylvie, on that day, my 12-year-old daughter started chemotherapy.
How's she doing?
She's doing great. She's doing great. We're dealing with some side effects. She'll be on this chemotherapy for a very long time. For a condition that she's been dealing with her whole life. But hearing your story, ironically, on the day my daughter started chemotherapy, I had tears rolling down my eyes. I'm a Wisconsin fan. I'm a Bucks, Brewers, Packers fan. But, man, you guys down there, you guys are the best. I love listening to you. Sylvie, I'm so happy for you and your family. I'm glad you're doing well. And go Bucks, Bucks and Sips.
All the best to your daughter, Eric, okay? Pass along best wishes. She's going to be super strong, make you very, very proud, and you're going to be having cheers of joy one of these days. So just keep that in mind, all right?
Thank you, guys. You guys are great.
Thank you. There's Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
I didn't know it was going there. I thought we were just talking about the Deer District, and now, you know, you think about that stuff.
Some things are more important, as you know. You know better than everybody.
Absolutely. All right, there's no easy segue for that. First of all, what is on your neck? What's been on your neck there? You got a hickey? Okay, there it goes. It looks like you've had like a blueberry on your neck. Did I spit a blueberry on you?
I think it's done. I don't know. Do I have
phrasing?
It fell off now.
Oh, that's the headset. The black stuff from the headset.
I've been staring at this thing on your neck for the last 2 hours. I've been wondering what that is, and
you had googly eyes at me.
I'm like, yeah, what are you looking at me like, hey. You got a little bit of hickey,
My headset doesn't work anymore, so I had to use a station headset. You know how this all comes off right there?
Oh, yeah. The ear part, ear foam part. Yeah. All right, let's go to your list. So you're counting down the 15 most important bears. We recap it every single day after Waddle unveils it. And ESPN underscore Chicago. Oh, no, this is on the Waddle and Sylvie page. Excuse me. On Instagram, on the Waddle and Sylvie page. So make sure you follow both ESPN underscore Chicago and Waddle and Sylvie.
Yes.
We're up to number six. Who's number six?
Da-da-da-da-da. Number six, I go back to the defensive side of the ball for number six. He is the youngest meaningful defender on the roster. That's a hint for you.
The youngest.
He's 22 years of age. He'll be in his second season. I like what I saw from him in his rookie campaign.
You're talking about the starting, now number one corner on this team.
Jalen Johnson is number six on my list. As I was saying, he started 13 games last year. I believe he got hurt and missed the last three games with a shoulder injury. I thought he was solid. He was picked on quite a bit because he was on the other side of the field from Kyle Fuller, and because he was a rookie, I thought he held his own. He did not have any interceptions. He had 15 passes defended. As I said, I think he was targeted quite a bit, and I thought he held his own for a rookie. He's going to have to take over for Kyle Fuller as the number one cornerback on this team, and it's very important that he improves, and it's very important that he improves and stays healthy. Remember, coming into his pro career, I believe he had a history of shoulder injuries, and I believe he missed, as I said, three games this past year with an injury. So he's got to stay healthy, and he's got to make strides and prove that he is a future bright spot on this defensive side of the football. He's a second-round pick, so there's going to be a lot asked of him. He needs to emerge as a foundation piece for this defense over the next 3 to 5 years. There's a lot of talk about this defense that was as dominant as any we've seen in a long time back in 2018. They were good in 19. They were still good, but not as good in 2020, and there were some moments where we were all very critical of them. He's got to be a piece to their defensive puzzle for the next 3 to 5 years. When you wave goodbye to a player that you and I had more appreciation for in Kyle Fuller than maybe others, he's got to step in and fill that void. So to me, again, remember one of my themes is building for the future. Jalen Johnson needs to take that next step and prove to us he does have the capacity at some point to be a difference-making number one corner in this league. So at number six, Jalen Johnson, is the sixth most important bear on this roster for 2021.
Your number one corner is super important. You're absolutely right. And I got a little anxious. I got a little concerned listening to you. Now, maybe it's just me that I run a little hot. But as I started thinking about this, as like still two corners who are, we don't know. Like, you know, they signed a veteran. They've got a couple young corners.
Desmond Trufant.
And you got here now Jalen Johnson, who is, like you said, was picked on, showed some flashes. But you pair that with a pass rush that we're still unsure of. Like, Robert Quinn, is he a complete bust, or is he going to rush the passer? Will Khalil Mack put up bigger numbers? The pass rush and those
corners. Remember, Keem Hicks's sack numbers have gone down as well.
So if the pressure isn't that good, that puts more pressure on the corners, and if they're not as talented, like, a lot of people believe, because of the change in leadership on the defensive side of the football with
Sean Desai coming in.
Yeah, Sean Desai, that it's going to just magically change.
Go back to the days of Vic Fangio, because he's a Vic Fangio disciple.
But it's still the players. Right? It's still the players.
There's no doubt. And again, the narrative about this team defensively has been that they're in decline. And I believe that narrative to a certain degree. Could these guys bounce back? Yeah. I mean, but guys like Jalen Johnson are going to have to step forward and prove to you that they're capable. Like, he's got to prove that he's capable of handling number one cornerback responsibilities. That's a lot to ask for.
Yep.
You drafted him. I believe he was the 50th overall pick in the second round. So a lot will be asked of him. He's going to be very important with regard to what they're going to be going forward. Remember, we went through this power list, the projections for all 32 teams over the next three seasons.
Yes.
And the Bears don't rank very highly in terms of their roster. A guy like Jalen Johnson can have not as big of an impact that Justin Fields has for the offense, but Jalen Johnson could have a very positive impact on how people see that defense if he takes strides. He's a really important player for them going forward.
You know how Cap fights for Ryan Pace. That angered Cap today, okay? And then Cap just starts firing on everybody. And
about the front office being ranked 32nd overall.
In case you didn't see this future power rankings list, I was surprised even where the Bears were, and I don't give them a lot of credit. They were way lower than I thought. In case you missed it, I want to go over this. But most of all, I want to play Cap's outrage over the power rankings list, and then how he went after you, Waddle.
Wow.
He pointed a finger at you. And he went after you. We'll play that coming up next.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Last call for Would You Rather. Make sure you tweet them to Tyler and Chris, and use the hashtag WSWouldYouRather. We'll give away a $50 gift card to Grand and Western Liquors. So make them fun, make them creative, make us think, make us debate. Again, tweet them to Tyler and Chris Black. We're talking some football. We still haven't gotten into the Rodgers stuff. Before we do that, while we were on for a short time before White Sox baseball yesterday and their doubleheader, I guessed that on this future power rankings, the Bears, good luck, Travis. Our buddy Travis is heading to Milwaukee.
Bucks and six, Travis.
He just left for the train.
Yes. He is off to the Amtrak. There's like a 508 Amtrak train that leaves from Union Station.
Which is great, because it gets you up there quick, and it's within walking distance from there to all the important places.
It's like an hour and a half Amtrak, and it stops. There's like a couple stops. It stops in Glenview, and I believe it stops near the Milwaukee airport, and then the next stop is downtown.
Well, you got to have a cheese pickup, right?
What do you mean a cheese pickup?
You got to stop and get some cheese before you go and you cross the border. Or as you cross the border, you got to get some cheese.
Yeah, I hear the advertisements from our partners at Mars all the time.
Yeah.
This power ranking, I guess the Bears were 18th. They're not even close.
Oh yes,
to number 18.
No, they were not.
This is rating their roster with and without the quarterback.
Yeah, this was a fun exercise yesterday because, and I knew it would be. I read the article earlier in the day, and I told you that you were going to have to guess. And I let you know after you guessed several times, and you guessed too high, that the Bears were ranked 27th overall. And again, the premise here is NFL future power rankings starting this year, projections for all 32 teams for the next 3 years.
That's important. That's more than just lightning in a bottle. That's a good foundation.
And the people that were in charge of these rankings were guys that we like and respect. Jeremy Fowler, Lewis Riddick, Seth Walder, and Field Yates.
Cap told them all the pound sand, by the way,
today. To rate each team's quarterback situation, remaining non-quarterback roster, drafting ability, front office, and coaching. And they used the scale from 0 to 100. And then, the Bears came out at number 27.
27. Name the teams who are worse than the Bears.
I've got the Las Vegas Raiders. I've got the Cincinnati Bengals. And then I've lost the rest of the list. I don't see where the rest of the list is.
I think Detroit's on there as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. My list ran out of time. I could log back in. But your Chicago Bears, my Chicago Bears, they're ranked 27th overall. Can I also give you the ranking of real quick? Because I know you want to expound on that.
Yeah, I want to play you cap, too, from this morning.
Whatever. The weapons, the NFL offensive weapons rankings for all 32 teams. This is Barnwell. And so you know it's a long article, but it's very detailed and well thought out.
Does this include the quarterback or exempt of the quarterback? Is this just the skill guys without counting the quarterback? That's an important piece.
Yes, I believe... wide receivers, the quarterbacks are not involved.
Okay, so the Bears have Mooney and the Bears have A-Rob.
Correct.
They have David Montgomery. Cole Kmet still unproven. Jimmy Graham's over the hill. I'm going to go.
There's a theme building. I'll give you that hint.
There's a theme. That it's not. Okay, because I was going to go 16, right in the middle. So. Really? That bad? A-Rod's a good player.
You have your Bears goggles on, don't you?
I know, but they've got some good wide receivers.
I don't know where. I haven't given it enough real thought to tell you where I'd rank
Tariq
them totally.
Cone's coming back?
Okay.
No?
Take a guess.
21.
Nope.
It's worse than that. Really?
Yeah.
And this is excluding the quarterback.
Yes.
25.
Nope.
They're worse than that? I can't believe it.
Number 26.
Wow. 26 and 27. Here they are.
At least for one season, Allen Robinson's career of playing with overmatched, desperate quarterbacks could come to an end. Justin Fields is, at the very least, a better prospect than any of the passers Robinson has worked with during his NFL career and should hopefully unlock a new level from the franchise-tagged receiver. The depth chart behind Robinson is scarily thin. As 2020 fifth rounder Darnell Mooney attracted 98 targets almost by default a year ago.
He was good, Bill.
I know. Veteran tight end Jimmy Graham was actually more of a force in the red zone than we would have expected. Bears desperately need Mooney and second-year tight end Cole Kmet to look like viable NFL starters with a new quarterback in the fold. David Montgomery's impact depends on where you're looking. If you squint and look at a five-game sample in the second half of 2020, you could get excited about a running back who racked up 692 yards from scrimmage and five touchdowns behind a middling offensive line. The rest of Montgomery's career to this point has been milquetoast, though.
Because of the coach.
And for a player who doesn't really have the speed to take many long runs to the house, he can't rank 38th in the league in success rate. This season will determine whether Montgomery is a back worth committing to in the long term or just a guy who breaks more tackles than the average runner. Look, again, I think he gave you some insight on why he has them where he has them. He looks at Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet as still large question marks.
Yes. Yeah. I think Mooney is more proven. I think the year has given you more hope. Then Cole Kmet will wait and see. So that got Cap all huffy today. You know, you go after Pace. You underrate the Bears. He's going to fight.
Ryan Pace's draft record has been awful.
Ryan Pace and his front office were ranked 32nd. The worst as far as any front office in the NFL. That, these are among unproven guys,
yes,
too.
Yes, that may be a little drastic in my opinion.
Like Detroit's got a new general manager.
The Jets. I don't think they deserve to be at 32, but I'm not putting them in the top 10.
Yeah, so Cap, I texted you guys this morning. First of all, Cap was in rare form today. All right, he gave a
big dinner last night.
I don't know if you heard this. Oh, big dinner, yeah. And he had breaking news on the show earlier in the day. Listen to what he said.
Siskel and Ebert are dead.
I heard that today as he was leading into a break and they were going to, I guess, review Space Jam.
Right, but the way he phrased that.
Siskel and Ebert are dead.
I'm like, really? You don't say?
I heard Hoodie go. Yeah, breaking news.
Siskel and Ebert are dead.
And then, so then, they got into the list. Danny was quizzing them on the list. And so what he does is project. He gets mad that his boy Pace isn't ranked higher. And then he starts trying to discredit everybody else. Oh, yeah? You think my guy sucks? Well, your guy's way overrated. So, of course, he always turns to the 49ers. And he talked about your guy.
So wait, the same team that went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago?
Yeah, well, listen. And you and Meller have this in common. I was surprised we didn't hear from Meller today. You describe watching Kyle Shanahan draw plays as football porn.
To me, it's, yes, for someone who watches the offensive side of the ball quite intently and closely, to me, it's football porn.
So Cap had words for people like you. You in particular, Waddle, who love, in his book, overrate Kyle Shanahan.
I mean, I keep hearing from all these people, oh my God, Kyle Shanahan, he's the most brilliant play caller ever. He's the greatest coach. Can I just read you his records?
Yes, please.
6-10, 4-12, 13-3, 6-10. Can we stop? Matt Nagy has a 12-4. He's never been under 500. I'm not here to tell you Matt Nagy is the greatest coach in the world, but can we stop with putting Kyle Shanahan on the effing Mount Rushmore of NFL coaches? Guys' records suck.
And he went on.
I stand by my I love watching Kyle Shanahan call a game. When they went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, they scored 30 points per game with that offense. Name five starters.
I know.
I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo has not been the quarterback I thought he was going to be, mostly because he hasn't been able to stay healthy. Name five starters on that offense. He's not infallible. When they played the Patriots, they had a 28-point lead in that game, and he failed to run the football. There's no coach out there that's perfect. In that postseason, and Dan Quinn was the head coach. Kyle Shanahan wasn't the head coach. Dan Quinn was the head coach, I believe, right? And Shanahan was the offensive coordinator. They scored over 100 points in three playoff games.
Right.
Including the 28.
People will say Kyle Shanahan has blown two leads in the Super Bowl.
And there are some fair criticisms. My appreciation for how he calls plays and game plans things, that's not going to change.
Well, that's why, like, I couldn't believe the Matt Nagy stuff. A Cap should zip up his pants because his rose-colored glasses are showing. That's where he wears them too. Yeah. Yes. And then, again, you compared Matt Nagy to Kyle Shanahan. You compared Matt Nagy, who as an offensive coordinator fired himself this year, who said, my play calling is so bad, Bill Lazor, you take over. Matt Nagy, in his other playoff game, blew an 18-point lead against the Tennessee Titans because he forgot to run the ball?
Yes.
Say what you want about Kyle Shanahan and the records and everything like that, but when you start saying you're out of your mind if you wouldn't rather have Kyle Shanahan calling plays than Matt Nagy.
In his third season, he took in his third season as the head coach for the San Francisco 49ers, he went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, the Bears are the double doink. What about Nagy?
They were 13-3 and went to the Super Bowl. Last year, they were 6-10, and they lost more players to injury.
Nagy's over 500 every season, or at 500.
Siskel and Ebert are dead.
Look, I've never said that Kyle Shanahan was the best overall coach in the NFL.
as an offensive play caller and offensive game planner, you pick out 20 guys that watch this league for a living. And I guarantee you that he'll rank higher than anybody else collectively.
Okay.
Than any offensive game planner or play caller in the league.
We'll go after Cap next, okay? I think you should be
about how he feels about him as a coach.
I stand by what I said.
312-332-3776. Would you rather is coming up. Len Casper is going to join us.
Would you rather have Kyle Shanahan or Matt Nagy as your head coach?
We said make them fun and make us debate. That is not going to make us debate.
Would you rather have Kyle Shanahan devising your offensive game plan, or would you rather have Matt doing it?
Well, it sounds like Cap would rather have Matt do it. We're back coming up.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Hey, this is Coach Mike Ditka.
Greg Olsen here.
This is Stacey King.
Hey, this is D. Rose.
What up? This is Ludacris.
Hello, this is Stick Enberg. Would you like to play a little? Would you rather? Oh, my.
Oh, my is right. As I look on Twitch, it really pisses me off. This camera is like a double chin camera. It just is.
It's the camera.
Well, yeah. It's not. No, I have a double chin, maybe even three. But the angle just accentuates it even more. It just is because it's coming over my left shoulder. So it's right at my big fat chin, my big fat neck.
I think your veins stand out more than your chin.
You think
I don't,
so?
I don't see a chin.
Oh, no, right here.
Well, yeah. You're 50 years old, bro. I mean, everybody's got something like that.
Yeah. Terrible angle. You got a good angle of yourself. You look good on twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. You do.
Do you have the filter on it? Do you have, like, did you rub Vaseline on the lens the way that Cybill Shepherd used to on moonlighting?
Yeah.
Do you put pantyhose over the camera lens?
No pantyhose.
I mean, it gave me a little bit of a soft look.
Yeah, I'm not happy with it. I know our marketing team has been experimenting with different camera angles. I would encourage them to continue to experiment.
I would encourage you to drop back and punt. On
as
the
far
thought.
As what? Just like,
it is what it is.
It is what it
is? Yeah. Like somebody put out a fire on my face with a fork. I get it. That's the way it is.
You can't tell from this angle because you're far away.
I can tell when I look in the mirror every day, and that's what's most important. I don't give a rat's ass what people on Twitch can see. I'm the one that has to wake up and look at this mug.
Yeah, but you're still, you're a handsome guy, despite all of that. You're ruggedly handsome. You got good hair.
I just hurt myself.
You got good hair. You're a great athlete.
Yeah,
you got an affable personality. You got a lot going for yourself besides you. Besides like a fork stabbing yourself in the face when you were younger, putting out a fire.
Except for all those pockmarks on your face. Not bad.
It looks like the moon. I thought it was Jeff Bezos for a second with my new telescope.
No, he didn't go high enough to get to the moon. He was just rolling around like a hot air balloon.
Not a big enough space ranger for Black. That's my favorite thing.
See, I don't think that's, like, I don't get that.
By the way,
dude,
Chris,
was there for 10 minutes. They didn't even go to space, though.
You know
so they went
though?
Really close
you
to space.
You know what they did, though? That they considered them astronauts because of how high they got up for that short period of time.
I mean,
they
participation trophies for all,
for
right? Congratulations. Anyone can be a damn astronaut.
I'm
just have
you.
Some cash in your pocket.
I want real astronauts. You're like the Singletary of the astronauts.
By the way, I think we're the
winners.
Back in my days, space was a real thing.
Today is like
people would walk on planets and moons and whatnot.
Speaking of that, today's the anniversary.
Oh, I know.
Neil
Cap
Armstrong
was screaming and yelling about that, too. Not
Abdallah's
only were you in the crosshairs,
Abdallah's at home right now denying all of that.
That's a bit for you guys, and you know that.
A bit for us or him?
Yes. He doesn't really believe that. That's
I
a
hope
bit
so.
For you guys.
I don't. Oh, why he's, did you,
why
he's
did you
just
let,
doing a
why
bit
did,
for
why
us.
Why did you let us in on the bit? The bit was going quite well. And then
you
like,
actually
you
think that he
that,
actually thinks that it was all shot in a Hollywood backlot?
For the show, yes. Just
yeah,
for the show.
For the show.
Right.
For
I don't
this
know if
show.
He's being
yes.
serious.
Well, either way, if it's a bit, why'd you pull a curtain back?
That's why I do.
It's a bad bit, right?
What do you mean? You're a curtain puller backer.
Yes, well, okay.
Is there anything sacred? Like,
no.
Are all of our bits going to be exposed by you?
No.
Just this one?
Yes.
Okay.
We've got to do Space Ranger or not a Space Ranger with Black, where we go through people who have explored space.
Buzz Aldrin.
Space Ranger. Buzz Aldrin, OG,
man. What do you guys do? Like, I don't understand. Like,
Richard Branson.
Who are the other options of phonies who go flying past space but don't actually go to space? There's two dudes.
I don't even think, like...
And it all happened in the last week.
Just to be considered in space, you have to get up... How high were they? They were like 55 miles above the Earth's atmosphere, I think is what it was.
Something like that.
The dude that is a Space Ranger is the guy that jumped. Remember him?
Yeah, right. We were talking about the Red Bull jump, right?
62 miles above the Earth's surface for 10 minutes.
So that isn't considered space, or it is?
I don't know. I don't.
You really you're setting our achievements as a planet that low that you're giving the nod to Bezos and his little rocket ship that he got to space for 10 minutes?
Because it's just an average guy. That's the point of this, isn't it?
That he's the richest man on the planet. Right? He's not an average guy.
Not an average guy, but it's not a guy with he's not an astronaut in training.
By trade.
They're trying to make space travel more for the average human being in the future, and this is the start of it.
This is the crawl before you have to walk, before you have to run.
Right, like we talked about the Wright brothers. How long did they fly for? They were 30,000.
They were in the air for like 30 seconds.
That's what I'm saying.
Look, I don't think they... Not a Space Ranger yet, but a Space Ranger in training. How about that?
Okay.
Can we agree with that? Is that fair? Space Ranger in training.
Sure.
What did he do besides sit there?
Yeah, if he takes it to the next level.
what he did was he financed something that has not been done before.
The rocket, huh?
No.
Was he maneuvering?
Was he doing flight maneuvers?
Well, he's not a fighter pilot.
Was he punching in code to make sure they came back?
I'm thinking,
brink of space passenger.
I don't want to go to space ever.
I don't know. Again,
ever.
Back in my day, space was a sacred thing where people were achieving items, and going up and doing and accomplishing tasks. This clown, Bezos.
and clown, I love Amazon. Is he a hated? Yeah. Is he a hated guy? Because I mean, look, he's opened up a whole new world for us.
Do you ever read stories about people that work in those Amazon warehouses?
I haven't. I know now. People are going to say Selvies. What about the Nike stuff? I mean, I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying, can you not like
those
stuff?
Conversations can be had on a lot of fronts. You're right about that. I didn't think we were going there. I thought we were going to laugh about Space Ranger or not Space Ranger.
I just thought that
Space Ranger is
all
cool.
Right. There's a bunch of wannabe Bond villains who just continue to fly by space. Congratulations, bro.
Look, I don't want to go to space. I'm never going to spend a couple $100,000 that I don't have to go to space.
Wouldn't you like the option to be there for all of us in the future? And isn't this the start of that?
No, this isn't
the start of that.
No,
We will not be cohabitating on another planet before I pass.
But this is not an us problem.
This is an us problem because he believes that we all need, we're going to have to go somewhere else because we're so stupid as a society that we're screwing things up so poorly here that eventually if we want to continue humanity,
we're going to have to live on
the moon or somewhere
else. You're assuming there's a new society up there? So we're taking the same stupid people just called out on this planet to go up there. We're just going to be stupid there.
We're taking stupid, putting them on a rocket ship.
We got two planets of stupid.
Transporting stupid to some other place to F up. Based on your analogy there. and I don't know, it takes 6 months to get to Mars. 6 months.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
Hey, Sylvie, did you know that I actually played for the Chicago Bears because I drove by Soldier Field earlier
today?
See,
that's not a good comp. That is not a comp.
Hey, he flew by space.
I think if you were Rudy, what he did today was Rudy Rudiger. That's the comp. He was a guy who he's exploring the possibility of being a Space Ranger, and he got a call in for one play.
Not yet. It was a very expensive call in.
He
spent probably $1 billion of his own dollars to create the Space Ranger program.
Just the. I love this. All right, we'll do Would You Rather next?
I think this is a better conversation. I really like it. Space Ranger or not, I think it's a good game.
Space Ranger or not a Space Ranger. Is anyone else not impressed? And what would you name your rocket? That's what I want to know, too. name your rocket if you were creating flight. I would love to do that for 11 minutes. Would you don't want to feel what it's like to be weightless?
We never got your name for your rocket. You asked us. We didn't ask you.
I don't think I have a good one yet. I've been workshopping this thing. I didn't want to just blurt out.
It would be Pocket Rocket.
I didn't want to, right. Yeah. Like Mike Fontenot. I didn't want to just blurt out John Garbage and say, hey, there's a good nickname for a rocket.
You blurted out Scooby-Doo instead. You learned from your mistake.
Yes. Someone said Red Rocket. That's Crotchet Rocket, right?
That's what we, that's what we call Garrett Crochet.
The Crotchet Rocket?
Yeah.
312-332-3776. We could open that up, or we can play Would You Rather. Find out
or
next.
We can play Space Ranger or not.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Like, I'm sure you saw someone sent us an article from Neil deGrasse Tyson, who knows all about this sort of stuff. He basically said it's not going to space, that it is suborbital, I believe is how you say it. Here's the best quote that I got from the article. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Carmen's like a huge fanboy of his, isn't he?
Yes.
I mean,
they've had him on, I believe.
In studio, yes. In this First Midwest Bank studio.
Yeah.
He says, when talking about the Richard Branson thing, so this was from a couple weeks ago, says, quote, it's okay if you want to call it space because average humans haven't gotten there before, and it's a first for you. That's why it takes 8 minutes to get into an orbit and 3 days to reach the moon. This is actually space travel. That is actually space travel. So don't see it as, oh, let's go into space. No. What are you going to have? What you're going to have is a nice view of the Earth. So,
yeah, and some weightlessness, right?
Yeah.
Chris said he had a good analogy for us.
Yeah. Have you ever talked to someone and you're going over different cities and you're like, oh, have you been to this city? Have you ever been to Phoenix?
That's not
and
some, bad.
Someone in the group is like, yeah, I've been to Phoenix. And then you go, yeah, so have I. And then you go, wait, actually, I just had a layover in Phoenix right. On my way to Vegas. So technically, I was in Arizona for a couple of hours. But then I flew on to the next place, the next destination. I didn't actually walk around in Phoenix.
Yeah, that's true.
Or if you go to a rest stop, if you're on a road trip,
yeah.
Rest stop somewhere.
Well, what do you mean if you go to a rest stop somewhere?
Like, let's say you're driving to Ohio and you stop in Indiana and you've never been to Indiana before.
Like, are you actually visiting Indiana by just going to the rest stop?
Okay.
All rest stops look the same, basically. You know, airports are the same, basically.
Like, the only time I've been to Rhode Island, I believe, was in my... I think we went on a... When we went on a drive from New York to Foxborough for the Patriots game, I believe we went through briefly Rhode Island.
I believe you did as well.
And so, like, I don't consider that I've been to Rhode Island. We drove through Rhode Island,
mm-hmm.
but I've not really gone to Rhode Island. All right, I'll accept that, but I think it's a step. That's all it is. What do we got for Would You Rather, which is brought to you by our great friends at Grand and Western Liquors, located in the corner of...
Grand and Western.
That's right. The winner will get a gift card. Grand and Western passes the savings along to you. Whatever you need, whatever you want, they've got it all. Plenty of free parking right in the heart of Chicago. Grand and Western Liquors, of course.
Since the space talk is hot at the moment, here we go. Paul wants to know, would you rather go to space with David Kaplan or with Yurko?
Siskel and Ebert are dead.
Breaking news today on Cap and Jay Hood.
Going to space, I would think space itself, because you're in a capsule, would be important. So
Cap
would give you a benefit of more space, but you'd have to listen to the same stories over again.
But you know what he does? Cap is on his phone a lot. Well, I don't know if the phone
I don't think it's going to work up there.
But there would be some device that would work that would distract him. And sometimes he doesn't talk as much as you think. Yurko on a road trip doesn't shut the you-know-what up. Ask Meller about their ride home from Cleveland.
I find it entertaining to be talked to in that manner.
That long in space and the smells coming out of...
I'm going to need somebody to take my mind off the fact that I'm in a very claustrophobic spacecraft.
Oh, yeah. And Yurko's the right guy to be in a claustrophobic environment.
We could break down the top offenses in all of the NFL.
Then what? I'm going
to. And then we're stuck for conversation.
I'm team Cap on this one, shockingly.
You're going to hear the same story over and over
again. But again, I don't think he. In real life, Cap doesn't talk as much as you may think. Cap likes to be in his own world.
You are not going to be able to bring your iPad and play Candy Crush in orbit.
But if you're on this billion-dollar space, what do you call it, capsule, there's computers and stuff there, right?
I mean, you're only there for 10 minutes, so they don't even turn the in-flight movie on.
That's all we're talking about is 10 minutes?
I mean, you think they even showed anything on the low monitors during their little trip?
I thought you meant in real space travel. Okay. If it's a 10-minute ride, then you're
gone. I don't want to listen to an 11-minute dissertation on why the Bears front office and coaching staff is better than everybody else.
You know what? If you went with Yurko... In 3 years from now, Cap may use that story as him going with you.
Siskel and Ebert are dead.
What's next?
Would you rather go to space for a year or prison for a month?
No, I'm going to space. I mean, like, I'm not going to prison.
Me too.
I'm just not. I don't, like, no. Like, I don't care. I'm not buying your crap.
You may die in both.
Yeah.
But the torture, if things go well, is a lot more in prison than it would be going to space for a year.
Yeah, I mean, like, your whole analogy of yard time is the most laughable thing I've ever heard in my life.
What did I just pick?
No, I know.
I picked space.
But I mean, the concept of, you know, hey, we're going to get by by just working out and lifting weights and playing some ball.
You got to affiliate yourself with people. You got to get yourself on a team.
Oh, you'll be on a team, mister. I don't think you'll like that team, but you're going to be on a team.
It's going to claim you like you're a hot pick on a waiver wire.
They won't worry about that double chin of yours.
Somebody's going to be a ball boy. You know, with like the layup lines? Come on.
I know what you were talking about. Sure.
I don't think Waddle did.
Like being a red ass in prison probably isn't a good approach.
I know, but is
hey! What's going on with this lunch line? Can you move it along?
But would you want to be, like, submissive in jail? That I don't think you want to either.
I don't want to be in jail.
No, I know that. But what's the approach? Do you act really tough?
No, I
because
think
being, I think they prey on the people
submissive
who...
is different than just being quiet and to yourself, as opposed to getting riled up because there's a line that you don't want to wake in to get your...
It's true.
Your food for lunch.
What's next?
Would you want to be submissive in jail? Writing that down. Okay, next
up. And again, there's a big difference between being to yourself and submissive in jail.
Or being the ball boy for the basketball team. would you rather have a dishwasher or a laundry machine? Oh, thought-provoking. Which would you rather clean, your dishes or your clothes?
I would rather... No.
You could wash your dishes in the sink easily.
I'd rather have a washing machine for my clothing. Maybe we're on the same. Yes.
Yeah. You'd rather have a machine to wash your clothes than the dishes.
Yes.
The dishes you can wash with soap and water in the sink.
Yeah, that's an easy answer. Yeah. I don't want to have to hand wash my clothes. I'll hand wash my dishes.
Right.
I'll give you guys one last one before we go. Would you rather have your internal dialogue, the voice in your head, be spoken by Gilbert Gottfried's voice, or have to tuck Cap into bed every night, read him a story, and then kiss him on his head?
I'm going for Gilbert. Gilbert.
Good night, Cap.
Yeah, I just don't want to be in Cap's bedroom every night before I go home. I mean, like, this is morphed
there's
into
like
the
eight
whole...
dogs in the room, too.
This is morphed... He's naked. This is morphed into, would you rather be in the same room with Charlie Weiss or Yurko after today, a burrito party?
All right. A lot going on today. Didn't you want to ask the question about tonight's Bucks game? Bucks going to win the championship against the Suns. And you want to ask the question if this is good news for the Bulls. Waddle explains in 2 short minutes.